What unites us is selling off things that we don't need, redeveloping things that aren't being used today, and actually providing more jobs and more revenue for the taxpayers of the nation.
Earlier, I guess last year, the White House had an initiative to get rid of federal property, but a lot of it wasn't really occupied buildings as we understand it. There were outhouses and backwood sheds and this kind of thing. Your bill seems aimed more at commercial property that is primarily office and lab space. Is that a good way to characterize it?
Yeah, the federal government has a horrible track record of getting rid of properties that we don't need. These large buildings in many of the urban areas have sat vacant for well over a decade, and the federal government has sold 82 properties over 25 years. So a horrible track record. That's why we need this type of commission in place to make sure that all of the properties are taken a look at, like we did with our military bases, and do it strategically, just like we did with the military, on what properties we need. What are strategic locations? Where do you know? Are we having a huge amount of leased space, like L.A., which has 1 million square feet of leased space for federal employees? We should be utilizing empty space rather than going out and leasing space. And where we can get rid of buildings, let's sell them off and redevelop them and create jobs and get those properties back on the tax rolls.
Now, here in the Washington area, one of the agencies in the intelligence field, the old mapping agency, moved out of area of Northwest D.C., and then that building now, some other piece of the intelligence community is coming in. So it seems like they rotate through the same property sometimes. So it raises the question of, is there too much, or are they just spending a lot of time churning?
Well, we certainly need to make wiser decisions. I mean, there are some of these properties that have sat vacant, which we're going to redevelop and sell, but there are others that are just run inefficiently. Like you said, some agencies move in and out. Some of them utilize these buildings at a 30 or 50% occupancy rate. And one of the goals of this commission is to combine agencies where you can co-locate two different agencies in one building. If you've got two agencies at 50% occupation of a building, then let's combine them into one building and then let's sell off or redevelop the other building. So it'll allow us to actually apply some business principles to how government runs.
And what would the bill do with respect to leasing authority of those agencies that operate outside of GSA?
It actually pulls back the leasing authority. We've had some rogue agencies that have committed the American taxpayer to huge long-term leases, even though those agencies did not hire any more employees or had no need for the space. So this brings it all under GSA. To make sure that we have one individual, one agency that we can hold accountable. If there's some crazy leases that are being done, we know exactly who to come back to and hold them accountable after the fact.
And what about federal construction funds? Now, Congress cut those back basically to zero with respect to GSA, although there's other agencies that have construction authority. Would this bill, do you think, give Congress more confidence in GSA's ability to build what's necessary?
It would. Certainly focus our buying power to be able to focus on those properties, on those issues specifically needed to house federal employees. But where it's not, it gives us an opportunity to actually sell them off as well.
We're speaking with Representative Jeff Dunham of California. He is the sponsor of the bill to create a civilian property realignment commission. Now, who would serve on the commission? Do we know who those people would be?
It is a 9-member commission. The Senate, the House will each get appointees, as well as the president. Again, we want this to be a bipartisan commission. But most importantly, we want this to be a commission that is made up by industry leaders that understand the real estate market and are making actually good decisions for our tax dollar. So, some people have said, is this really the right time to sell properties? I say absolutely it is, because these are high-value properties and we need expertise in the field to know how we liquidate some of these high-target, high-value properties and get them back on the tax rolls and actually redevelop them and create jobs in many of our urban areas.
Now, should this be enacted, do you think that would maybe lessen Congress's tendency to micromanage? I'm thinking of the case of the Federal Trade Commission, which Representative Mica wants to move them out of, put the National Endowment for the Arts, I believe, in there, and put the Federal Trade Commission, which historically has been in that building since day one, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, this ends the process of earmarking or special deals. I mean, many of our properties around the nation, it's been a land grab between local agencies and states. And some of our expensive high-value properties on the national perspective have been given away for a dollar or very, very low rates in an earmarking type deal. So this gives us the opportunity to take everything under a commission, under not only a recommendation, but when it comes back to the House, it comes back as an up or down vote, similar to the way the BRAC Commission did, to make sure that we take politics out of the process and are actually, again, making it, you know, making it based on a justification rather than just a political will.
Now, we had kind of an exciting development on a building right in Washington, about halfway between Congress and the White House, and that's the old Post Office Pavilion, which GSA awarded Donald Trump a long-term lease for to develop into a hotel. From your perspective, is that a good model for some of these buildings?
Yes and no. I mean, first of all, to take a historic building like that that sat empty for well over a decade, that costs us $6.5 million every year in upkeep, the redevelopment is absolutely a great thing, not only for the D.C. area, but for the nation. We get rid of a property that is very expensive, that costs us that ongoing maintenance. But most importantly, you know, when people visit the D.C. area, now you've got a historic building that has not only created jobs and brought back revenue to the taxpayer, but now you can actually go up into the old clock tower, one of the most historic buildings in the area. I mean, it just really proves the point that you can take a historic building, keep it historic, actually put the tenant improvements into it so that it is there as a lifelong structure available to people, and at the same time making a good business decision that creates jobs that doesn't cost the taxpayer money. So I applaud the efforts, and it's great to see so many different companies coming in to bid on that. The problem is it's taken well over a decade. Government, as it's currently set up, takes way too long on all of these properties that cost us way too much money. That's why this bill is needed, and that's a perfect example of what we will be redeveloping in the future to replicate this across the nation.
And just give us an idea of the legislative process next. What will the Senate do? How do you work with them? What's the timeline for possibly getting this enacted this year?
Well, we're looking forward to working with the Senate. They certainly have some minor amendments that they would be looking at. They may send us a bill so that we can take the two bills into conference. But the good news is you've got Democrats and Republicans and House and Senate working together to actually get something meaningful to the president and do it in short order. We can't afford to wait on these properties. We have a $15 trillion debt, and we've got to make a good decision that creates jobs and brings revenue back to eliminate that debt as soon as possible. So I'm looking forward to a bipartisan effort to get this done and get it done quickly.